Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast.
Heart of Texas, the trailer park is not nice and dark. Deep in the heart of Texas, Dad drinks his brew and he spits his chew. Deep in the heart of Texas, the TV blares but no one cares. Deep in the heart of Texas, here we go.
Hey everybody, welcome to Bwah, King of the Hill podcast. I'm Mike.
And I'm Rusty.
Welcome to That Ain't Right Friday, Rusty.
That is not right.
Yeah.
That ain't right.
So something that happened just as we record this, something that was on TV just last night.
Last night. Actually, not just was it on TV, it was on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a Saturday Night Live
Saturday
skit.
Night Live skit. It is a, it's in the Mike Judge universe, so it is a Beavis and Butthead skit. I have not seen it. Rusty has. We're going to play this thing and kind of give you an idea of what's going on.
Welcome to News Nation. I'm Bobby Moore. In tonight's live stream town hall, we'll discuss the potential power and pitfalls of the coming AI revolution.
Oh. You won't.
That's what made it even funnier. They were talking about AI.
So it's News Nation. It's a live stream. They're talking AI, miracle or menace. Hemming.
Well, Keenan, yeah.
Yeah.
It's Ryan Gosling, too.
Ryan Gosling's back
doing
there.
Doing Beavis. That's what makes it funny. And they got like a prosthetic nose on him and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, what? Can you explain your stance on AI to the average American?
Certainly. Everybody sees him in the background.
Yeah, yeah, it's hilarious. Yeah, Beavis. Yeah. I think they did a good job with him looking like Beavis too. They did a really good job. But I think it's funny how they're talking about AI and then him recognizing characters from TV shows in the audience.
He says, "Professor, is there a problem?" He goes, "Yeah, the gentleman looks just like Beavis."
And he does. They did a really good job.
Look at Ryan Gosling looking around.
That blonde wig is hilarious. That
fantastic.
Pompadour. Yeah.
Is the
gentleman in the blue shirt and blonde pompadour? Yes.
His shirt says Death Rock on it.
Yeah, Death Rock.
Everybody. They're all cracking up.
Oh, not. Wait till they do. Wait till Butthead comes out. They really start cracking up.
She says, "Can you move seats?" He gets up and leaves.
No, I was pretty, so I was going to parties and hooking up.
Yeah, that's good. I like that joke. Let's go to parties and hooking up.
What is your worst case scenario?
Well,
in simplest terms, it becomes so intelligent that it deems humans unnecessary and kills us all.
Now Butthead's back behind him.
Yeah, this one's funny.
He's got a shirt that just says skull.
This part's hilarious because everybody loses it. The whole cast loses it except for Keenan. You can see her lips quivering. She's ready to start laughing.
Yeah.
I'm going to pause it real quick. So there was some funny Twitter jokes.
That's really good.
So somebody had said that the only reason why Kenan doesn't break character is because of all the trauma from Nickelodeon.
I don't think that's it. But yeah,
I think
it's more like he's been there for 18 years or whatever it is.
With SNL?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been there a long time. The longest tenured person ever. Yeah. Might be the best improv comic of all time.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a very funny guy.
Yeah.
Exposed gums.
See, look at her. She can't handle it. She can't handle it.
She looks back and just cracks up.
She can't even handle it.
His face. Look at him.
Even he can't handle it.
He's got a bird face. It's just so
it's
good.
Terrible.
I love it when they crack up.
So
good.
It makes it. That's how you know it's good. Mm-hmm. It's good. Mm-hmm. Good fun. It says move seats and it hits the guy next to him.
Hits the guy next to him. Oh my god!
I'm sorry, me.
She cannot keep it together.
I'm just here to learn about AI.
So he moves. She finally gets her shit together. So it's a tweet from X asking if Cornholio needs TP for his bunghole.
Isn't that when he eats sugar though? Isn't that what it is when he turns into Cornholio? I can't remember. Yeah,
there you go. She stands up right behind him. They're both just like in the shot now. Because you put them right next to each other.
She's still, look at her. She's still trying to fight back and laugh.
Gosling's cracking up.
Yeah, he can't handle it.
Everybody.
I've heard rumblings. He can't even stop from laughing.
I'm very busy, too.
Cartoon Network.
That's fantastic.
And then they do the laugh.
They start laughing.
Well, that's good.
Guys turn around. She cracks up.
Yeah, nobody can handle it. Know this gentleman.
I'm Dean. I'm Jeff.
Yeah. All right,
let's take a break. After, we'll speak with some gentlemen from Texas who lost their jobs to AI. I'm sure they have lots to say.
And there we go.
There we go. There it is.
It's Bill, and it's Dale, and it's Hank, and it's Boomhauer.
Yeah, it's all four of them.
Saying they lost their jobs to AI.
They lost their jobs to AI. That's great.
So good.
That's good.
Yeah. That's really good stuff, man. And that's, you know, that shows the power of King of the Hill and Mike Judge's characters. I mean, that we're looking. What King of the Hill ended when? 2009. So
canceled it for four seasons of the Cleveland show.
15 years ago. These people... We're all like in diapers at this point. Some of the guys on the show,
they were probably like 10 years old.
And they're all
younger.
Playing them. It's fantastic. Yeah. I love that. I love it.
Yeah, I love it too.
What a great reference.
That was a really, really good skit.
Mike Judge. Yeah,
that was a really good skit.
I tell you what, you know, some of the stuff that Saturday Night Live does is not funny, especially like the political stuff. You know, it's just not funny.
It used to be.
But
it's
now,
hit or miss, honestly. It just depends on who's
stuff,
in the seat.
Oh, yeah. Some of this stuff, when they start cracking up and things, I mean, it's just the best.
I'm not a big fan of that Colin, whoever does the news now, Colin guy or whatever. Nah, I really think that they really dropped the ball when they lost Shane Gillis.
He's the one that
he would have been way better.
Black Widow.
Yeah, he's the one that's got a boat with Pete Davidson. They bought a tugboat or something, like this huge tugboat that they're turning into. It's funny because this tugboat, they had a bunch of financiers go in on it with them, and they're turning it into like a floating hotel thing with the restaurants and stores and stuff on it.
Well, I do like when Che, when the two hosts of the Weekend Update, when they write jokes for each other.
That's good.
That's the best stuff.
That's
ever.
Good. I like that.
Oh, my God.
I really glad that Shane Gillis didn't like be a part of SNL because he wouldn't be able to create the comedy that he creates.
That's true.
Like the stuff that he does now.
That's true.
But you know, he actually got a TV show and everything already.
Did he?
Yeah, he's already got like they're already producing a TV show because he had some shorts online. One of the shorts was him and a guy. I think it's like somebody inherits a shop.
Yeah.
And it's like him and another guy, and the guy is the guy who owns it, and he's like the shitty cousin.
Yeah.
And that's the premise of the show or whatever, is like this blue collar thing.
I thought he did a pretty good job on Saturday Night Live. I mean, everybody was like, "Oh, he stunk it up" or whatever.
Nah,
I thought
he didn't
okay.
stink it up.
But
he
it was funny.
You know, I kind of tipped my hat to him for, because he could have did a Norm Macdonald and went in there and just reamed Saturday Night Live for not having him on. But he kind of, you know, nodded at it, but he didn't drive it home with that point. Because why? He's made more money now than he ever would have been able to make just being a regular character on SNL.
You know, it's funny, like people dragged Norm Macdonald over like the OJ stuff.
Yeah.
But then OJ just died, and everybody's like, "Oh, you remember all that stuff that Norm did? It was great." So now all of a sudden it's great, you know.
Norm
especially,
was different. Yeah,
especially
he was different.
That they found out that OJ formed all these shell companies and stuff, trying to keep money going from Goldman.
See
and
that?
Oh
yeah.
My God!
Oh, and it's funny because the lawyer. The lawyer that manages his estate said nobody's getting any money. He said he'll make sure that nobody gets any money.
It's like $30 million or something.
Well, they also said something weird, like something I was reading where everybody that went and saw him for like the last week of his life had to sign NDAs.
Oh, I don't doubt that. Here's my hot take. He did it. Just saying he did it. That's all I'm saying. He did it.
Also, though, whether he did it or not doesn't take away from the fact, and it's literally probably one of the best PR things that I've ever seen any sports organization do when it comes to erasing somebody.
Yeah.
He's like a top five running back ever.
Oh, he's
if not top
still in the
three
Hall of Fame.
Ever.
Still in the Hall of
he
Fame.
He is still in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
But you never, ever hear sports pundits.
No.
And even people who aren't beholden to.
I don't blame them.
Well, even people who aren't beholden to networks don't mention it. Well, I think that you could discuss somebody's prolific sports career outside. I mean, it's not like, I mean, murder is bad, but it's not like, you know he molested children or something like that.
You know what it did for me? It ruined all the Naked Gun movies. Because he's in every one of them.
He is in every
one
of them.
And that sucks.
Leslie Nielsen
was fantastic.
Gold.
He was the best.
He was one of the best.
He was a serious actor. Like, he was in a bunch of movies, like in the 50s, 60s.
I got to find a movie with him being serious.
He was serious, dude. And then
I've only ever seen, you know, the only movies I've seen of his are.
Like, starting with Airplane.
The Airplane and Naked Gun.
Yeah.
One of my favorite lines of his is, "Don't call me Shirley." Yeah,
it's a great movie. I remember when Airplane came out, my uncle took us to see it, and we walked out because there were boobs on the screen.
Priscilla.
Yeah.
He was in that. He was in the.
Oh, yeah, the Naked
Priscilla
Gun movies.
Priscilla was in the Naked
Priscilla.
Gun movies. Yeah, it was Priscilla that was in those. I was trying to remember who he was in those with.
Well, I'm telling you right now, Saturday Night Live, you did a great job. This is a great skit. I'm going to use that still right there. That's going to be your art
for
this
week.
Hey,
that's perfect. Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, it is. That was a fine job. Fine job by people in New York.
Yeah, I'll tip my hat off to some Yankees, some New Yorkers.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of them are New Yorkers.
Well, they didn't steal Boomhauer's car, the Yankees, and then they made a decent
skit. Is he
still
alive? What's his name? Who's the creator? I was going to say Chuck Lorre, but that's not his name.
Oh, of Saturday Night Live?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's what's his name? He's not the creator. He's the guy. Lorne Michaels.
Lorne Michaels.
He's still around.
Lorne Michaels,
talking about him retiring, but you know, he did it once before.
He's not the creator, he's the manager, right, or something.
Right, he's basically the producer.
Because it was created
director,
by like
stuff.
Dan Aykroyd and
but he left for a while and they tried to replace him with all this stuff, and that's when Saturday Night Live hit like the dumps. I mean, it was bad.
Yeah,
they were talking about canceling
it
and the whole thing. Brought him back. It was kinda like Apple, you know, with Steve Jobs.
Yeah, because he created it and left and then
came
back.
Once they came back, it got better. So, all right, guys. Well, that is a That Ain't Right Friday for this week. We went over the Beavis and Butthead skit on Saturday Night Live.
Go check it out. It's on YouTube on Saturday Night
Live. Yeah, take a look at it. It's pretty damn funny.
Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah. All right, guys. We will. We thank you for being here. Please check out the Patreon. There's a little $3 support. It would help keep the lights on.
Yeah, we would appreciate it.
If you're looking for video for the Monday episodes, we're on YouTube and on Spotify with video. And you want to tell them where else they can find us?
Yeah, you can find us at bwaakoth.com. Or you could go to roguemedianetwork.com/bwaakoth.
BWAAAKOTH. All right, guys, we will see you again on Monday.
Oui, Matanye.
Oui, Matanye, indeed. This has been a Rogue Media Network production.